We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, but at two dots on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, Meitash Mishoy Shel Nachtoim, it means the water that the baker uses to wash his hands off from the dough. So if he's the baker who's making the matzahs, and there's a problem here that the water might become chametz. So if it's on Pesach, it says, Meitash Mishoy Shel Nachtoim Yishpechu, you spill it out, and it becomes chametz because the leftover flour on your hand will become chametz in the water. So Zok the Gemara, Tani Chad, there's one brisa that says, Shoyfchim V'mokoy Madroin. You should make sure to spill it in a mokoy Madroin, which means a place where it's a hill, will roll off, it'll roll away. You can't be Shoyfich in a mokoy where it will pool, the water will pool in the spot. The Lashon Esbayrin comes with the word shvira, broken, like the karka has cracks and therefore it gets stuck over here. It doesn't roll off. So halacha is you have to put in a mokim madrin, not a mokim eshbarin. That's Rashi explains that's the lashon eshbarin, lashon shvira. Tanya yidach, a different brayse says, shoifchim mokim eshbarin. That you spill it in a mokim eshbarin, even if it can pool over here, you still let it spill it here. So lachayr, it's a stira, two brayses. Like kash, hadanafishi, if it's a lot of water, so then the kavu will settle here. Hadanafishi, like kavu. But in a case where it's not so much water, so then you can spill it in a place, even though it's not a hilly place, because it's not that much, it'll automatically get absorbed in the ground. And the Mishmur speaks out on this halacha, that if you spill it on a ritzpah, on a tiled floor, then even a little bit is a problem, because it will pool over there, and therefore, it means dafka on earth, on karka, on dirt, will it get absorbed in the ground. And another thing he handles there with pouring in shirabim, he says, anyway, you can pour in shirabim either way, even if it pools there because it's hefker, time comes chum, it's ready, it's not yours, and therefore it's better. And then he says, maybe not, ayin chum, but kaponim, it's not so negay lalacha nowadays, anyway. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Isha loy solosh el b'mayim shalonu. Rav Yehuda says, halacha is that when you make the matzahs, you should use dafka mayim shalonu, which means Nayim that was left overnight because it cools it off. Rashi says a lot of times the water from the wells are warm, especially in the winter where above ground it's cold, but underground it's warm. The sun has more of an effect on underground. Then the halacha is that if you take the water out, it's going to be warm. So you have to leave it overnight, so it gets cooled overnight, and then you can use the water. Why can't you use warm water? Because warm water makes the chametz quicker. It accelerates the chametz process, and therefore you have to have cool water, dafka, to make matzahs. You have to use mayim shalonu, mayim was left overnight. Now, Darsha Rav Mazda Pupanaya. In the city of Pupanaya, Rav Mazda gave the drasha, Shabbos Gol drasha, it was even on Pesach, if he's some achrenim, and he gave a drasha, said, by the way, everyone wants to make matzahs, got to use mayim shalonu. And the people there thought mayim shalonu meant his water. So lemacha, Isaac Kulia Machatzvayu, everyone took their jugs and they lined up in front of his house to pick up water. Vasagay came to his house. Ba'am Rule, have lamahi, give us water. So he says, nah, we didn't say that. Bimaya the Bisu Amri. What I said was the water that was overnight. Overnight water. I didn't mean mayim shalonu, but in Hebrew, shalonu means hours, but shalonu meant the lashon of lina, of overnight. Mayim devisu, something that was overnight, that's what I meant to say, and not they should come pick up water for me. And the Sasema speaks out, what was the point of bringing down the story? It's a nice little story here, but what's in the gay at the Asla Halacha? So the Sasema is two pshatim. One pshat is, teach us that when you teach Amaratzim Torah, you have to be very specific. You have to explain it. Don't just say one word and then make a mistake. That's number one. Number two, he says that's because one here. That's not akiv v'di'avad. Because here they talk, they didn't have water in mayim shalonu because they didn't do mayim shalonu. They didn't do water overnight. They can't pick up the water, and still he let them go. And obviously they make matzah with the water they had. So it's a riot. It's not akiv v'di'avad. That's a two pshat from the Sfas Emes. So tomorrow avaita Doris Rava Isha loysolosh bechama loybechamichama. Water that was warmed up from the sun, you shouldn't use that water. And smash man the place came out in the Rishayim that even if it cools off, but if it's cooked up by chama, you should not use it. Not something that was from the sun, or you know, from something that came from the sun, or something that was cooked up. Any water that was cooked up once, you should not use it. Even though now cooled off, because somehow that water will enhance the chametz process, accelerate the chametz process a little bit. You shouldn't take water that's stuck from under the urn because that also gets hot a lot of times. It might be hot, it might even be warm right now. Rashlin's minatanor means the batzik, the dough. You should not pick your hand up from the dough until you're finished. Keep on working with the dough the whole time. Because the more you work with it, the more less chance of coming chametz. B'tzaruch shnei kelim. You need two little bowls of water. Echad shemekat tavis, but one you use to shmear the matzah with water. They used to make like cookies out of matzah to shmear it. That's how you give it a little nice color. The other one is to cool off your hands, because when you're busy with working with the dough and you're kneading, your hands get warm. So you have to have a special bucket to cool off your hands. Let's say someone's over, Rashi learns bechamin. Someone took this warm water and he went ahead and did lisha. What's the halacha? Ma.
So it's.
We discussed the lysosin, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a second, where we soaked it. Here was a different case. Here it was warm water. Now, mazutra amutter, Rashi yama asa. Rashi is asa. Om mazutra, no amila, hera no amutter, like you mentioned, the Taiwan and Abraisa, in lysosin masarim pesach. When you make this irim to take off the shell, you should not soak it. The imla says, if you did it, then you check it out. Nisbaku, if it's cracked, asurim, that means it's going to come chametz soon. Lo nisbaku, it's not cracked mutarim, it's mutter. So, Rabbi Zutra's tiny, what do you mean? Check it out. If you did it, check it out, see if it's chametz. There's ways to tell also, when you're making dough, if it has karni chagavim, certain things, as it gets red, you can tell if it's coming chametz. Why don't you check it out? But if it's not chametz, mutter. That's what Rabbi Zutra said. Ravash Yama, which means it's all in the same weave. Heichad itma itma. There it says, but the evidence good if you checked it out. Here it didn't say that if it check it out, it's good. And Rashi explains, maybe here's a knas. Who said there's no knas? Maybe here, someone's over a iser, it's clear iser of doing this, maybe it's a knas. And therefore, don't bring me a raya that it's mutter, because maybe here there's a knas. The man said, halacha, it sounds like still that it's mutter if someone did it with the evidence, but here the Gemara is saying it's ishkein raya. Hadun Allah kol shah b'linadav. Those that finished it, we have finished the parak of parak kol shah. Now, Mitzvah Shem was starting a brand new parak, parak elu ovim. And the parak elu ovim starts off, we know regular chametz, someone eats, is chayiv, there's a lav, and is chayiv karas. Our mission discusses two type of chametz, which is aser belav, it's aser daraisa, but there's no karas. The two type of chametz is called taruvais chametz and chametz noiksha. Chametz taruvis means you have chametz, where you have taruvis, you have a food which has chametz absorbed into it, like melted into it. For example, beer, you don't see any chametz, it's a drink, but it's made out of chametz, so the chametz is nemuach into it, it's called taruvis chametz. Then there's another thing called chametz noiksha, which means it's chametz, pure chametz, like plumber's bread, like we have these days. It's pure chametz, but it's not edible. It's not edible food. Or Play-Doh might be even better. But chametz noiksha means a chametz that's not edible, but it's chametz. It's ra. It's chametz ra. Either because it didn't finish fermenting, or because it doesn't taste good. That's called chametz noiksha. Both of these things we learn on Mishnah is belav not bekaros. Chametz noiksha and teruvas chametz. So let's start the Mishnah. It starts off with four different type of teruvas chametz. Ve'elu oivrim bepesach. These type of chametz, you're over by Rabbi Yamatza, Rashi learns. What are the four things you're over by Rabbi Yamatza, even though it's chametz b'taruvis? Kuta chabavli, that's some kind of dip that's made with chametz. V'sheicher hamodi, that's a beer from Madai. V'chometz ha'adoimi, that's vinegar made in Edoim, which also made with chametz. V'zeisim ha'mitzri, some kind of drink that they used for refuah, that also has chametz in it. That's taruvis chametz. There you have the chametz noiksha, the zoyman shel tzabam, something used for dye. The Gemara will discuss every one of these things. Va'amelam shel tabachim, and certain bread used to take the steam in. V'kailan shel seifrim, a certain type of glue that's used for the seifrim, the people who make svarim. Rav Eliezer Eimer, af tachshitei nashim. Also, a certain type of makeup is also part of the idea of chametz noiksha, taruvis chametz might be both. We'll talk about it when we learn the Gemara also. Zeaklau, kosher mindog, anything made out of five grains, hareza oivere pesach, yoivere rabbi matzah. But if the chametz noiksha and taruvas, hare ilu ba'azara, they have a lav, ve'im behem v'shem karas. But there is no karas. Again, the Gemara will discuss the drushes for this, but our Mishnah, you have to just get clear. The Mishnah is saying there's two type of chametz that are not regular chametz. Chametz noiksha and the chametz betaruvas, and both of them have a halacha of a lav and no karas. Once we mention these kuta chabavi, these different dishes, the first part of the Gemara is going to be a little bit of a garata. The first 10 lines of Gemara on Alpha on base. Torah Rabbanon. Shloisha dvarim namorim bekuta chabavi. There are three things that Chazal say about kuta chabavi. First of all, when tamtem es halev, it stuffs up the heart. It's not good for heartburn. It can blind the eyes. And it weakens the body. Why? It has certain fats from the milk in there, the part that makes cheese. So it has that part of the milk in the kutach and this dip, and that's not good for the leiv, not good for the heart. It has salt. Has salt called melach sedoimus in there. Melach sedoimus, you know, it's not good for the eyes. If someone chasom touches his eyes, melach sedoimus, he can make himself blind. So the melach in the kutach is not good for the eyes. And it weakens the body. Why? Because the bread inside it gets spoiled. And if it gets spoiled, it weakens the guf. Therefore, kutach abava is a very good dip, but too much of it is not good because it's not healthy. Gimel dvarim marvim azeva. Yeah, there are three things over here. We'll see some that will be very good stuff soon, especially Moshe will like it. Good stuff that is good for the guf. Tarabonim, gimel dvarim, we'll see coming up. Tarabonim, gimel dvarim marvim azeva. There are three things that's marbim zevel. Marbim is the waste of a person. It's a person who goes to the bathroom. It's not good for him. What a kaifim is a kaima. These three things. First of all, marbim zevel, kaifim is a kaima, makes him not stand up straight. Takes away 1/500th of his eyesight. What are the things that are not good to have these three bad things that happen to it? There are three things, three foods which cause these things to happen. Elohein, pas kiber. Pas that's made out of junk wheat, not wheat that's fine. V'sheicher chadosh, fresh beer. You drink beer straight from the pub, it's not good. V'yerek chai, and certain type of raw vegetables are no good. The example that Rashi gives are krishin u'btzalim. That if you eat a lot of these, and chazerim, and chazeris, and lettuce, if you eat a lot of this stuff, it's no good. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it these days. Right, that's what it says in the Gemara, but could be the stanu ativim, so don't go out and start a different diet right now. Tanur abanim, shloisu dvarim matim es azevel. There are three things that mamayit es azevel. The three things that help a person, shouldn't have too much zevel. V'zoikim es akayim, stands him up straight, he lights up his eyes. What are they? Elayim, pastakia, fine bread. Basa shamein, good meat, fatty meat. V'yayin yashan, an old wine. And the Gemara explains what type, exact recipe, you have to know, it has to be a 2017 at least, we'll see. Pastakia, you have to, it's what? The smida, made out of silas, made out of fine flour. Basa shaman, what about basa shaman? That spirited loy eftach, it's a little harder to find. It's a aiz shaloy yolda, Rashi says. Talking about a goat that did not have a baby yet, so it has to be that type of meat. Yeah, certain type of fatty meat. And Yayin Yosha means Atiki Atiki. It's 3 years old, Rashi. Yosha Shosha means 3 year old wine. Then it's Keferlech. Not 2016, 2017 will be good. Maybe 2018, but it depends when they bottled it. It'll be also good wine to have all these things. Now it says another cloud. One more cloud for the two dots. Kol Mili de Mail Lahai, Kosh Lahai. But the Kosh Lahai, Mail Lahai. Usually the facts are when someone takes like something medicine or natural herbs for himself, usually if it's good for one thing, it's bad for another thing. If it's good for the eyes, it's not good for the heart. It's good for the heart, not good for the eyes. So kol mili de malahai koshlahai, koshlahai malahai. Bar, but there are exceptions. Zingvula, that means ginger. Zingvula rativa, fresh ginger is very good for you. Upapilpil yarichta, long peppers. It's a type of a sharp pepper. Upastakia, fine bread. Ubasa shaman, fatty meat. V'yayin yashan, the mali lekula gufa. This is good for everything. This is good for the whole entire guf. And that's the end of the Agarata about these foods. And as we go weiter, we'll talk about other parts of the Mishnah, what makes the chametz, what makes the not chametz, and what they are.